Upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was a king called King Janaka. Janaka was the king of Mithila, the Mithila kingdom. And he was a good king. He ruled over Mithila, and his wife's name was Sunena. So Janaka and Sunena, you know, they were a good king and queen, and they longed for a baby for quite some time. And it so happened that they had a chance to adopt a beautiful baby girl from none other than Bhudevi, who is the goddess of earth. Now, Bhudevi, so goddess of earth, its daughter, her name is Sita. Okay, Sita is known by many different names. She is known as Bhumi. Bhumi means earth, right? Because she is the thing Janaki, because she is Janaka's daughter now. She is also known as the princess of Mithila, right? So many different names. And later on, Janaka and Sunaina had another daughter. Her name is Urmila. So Sita and Urmila grew up as princesses of Mithila. And right from beginning, Sita was very much, you know, a very good kid. Did very well in studies and had a lot of interests in art, science, all of that. And very respectful to her parents, very kind, generous, all of that. And as she grew up, and in those days it was the tradition, or it was the way that kings, especially kings, would organize what is called a Swayamvar. Swayamvar is like think of it like a contest or a tournament or an event where the princess has the option to choose. And usually the kings who would come for this, you know, they would have to perform some kind of to show their strength, valor, like that, courage, all of that. You would remember, you know, in Daksha's Yagna story, you know, it is the Swayamvar of Parvati, well, actually Sati, right? And even in Mahabharata, there is the Draupadi Swayamvar. So there are events like that in all these stories. So it was Sita Swayamvar. Janaka started planning for it, and it was going to be a big event. Invitations went out to several different kings all across Bhulok, Pathal Lok, even Devlok. The news reached, and a lot of kings had heard that Sita, so she is very pretty princess, she's very kind, she is going to be a great queen, whichever king marries. So there was a lot of discussion, talk. Many kings were planning to attend this event. It so happened that around this time, when the Swayamvar planning was all being done, Ram and Lakshman, the two princes from Ayodhya, where were they? They were in Vishwamitra's ashram. And if you remember from the Tratika story, they help Vishwamitra kill Tratika and Vishwamitra do the yagna. So the yagna was successful, and it was time for Ram and Lakshman to return to Ayodhya. Remember, Ram was not a king at this time, he was just the prince of Ayodhya. And they started their journey back. And on the way, so Ayodhya was the capital of Kosala kingdom, Kosala. And Dashrath was the king, the Kosala king. So from Vishwamitra's ashram, Ram, Lakshman and Vishwamitra started walking towards Kosala. As during the onward journey, Vishwamitra was telling them a lot about, teaching them a lot about the Vedas, you know, the Upanishads, the holy scriptures of Hinduism. He was also teaching them a lot of skills about the forest, about science, astronomy, a lot of those special skills that Ram and Lakshman had not yet studied. Because remember, Vishwamitra is a timeless rishi. He has seen different generations, different things. He had a lot of knowledge and he was sharing all that. But Vishwamitra also had a very interesting plan during this whole time. On the way, he said, we will stop by Mithila. And so that was the plan. They arrived in Mithila. Again, he was a very well-respected rishi. And Janaka, who knew Vishwamitra quite well, welcomed him. And asked him to stay for a few days in his palace, and Vishwamitra agreed. So Ram and Lakshman, they didn't know Janaka very well. I mean, they were still young. They were like, all right, you know, we'll enjoy this event. You know, we will be in Mithila for some time. We will check out the city, maybe do some sightseeing. And so also it was a good break for them. Remember, they grew up in the palaces, and for quite some time they had to live in the ashram. They had to trek several miles in the forest. It was hard life, and now they were looking forward to it. And when they arrived, they were given their the guests' quarters, you know, and the guest area in the palace, some good food, of course, and all of that. So they relaxed. And then, during this time, Janaka told Vishwamitra that Sita Swayamvar is going to be happening very soon, in just a matter of a few days. The preparations were all going on in full swing, and he requested Vishwamitra to preside, means to be there during this event and make sure that the whole thing goes well, and also the wedding after the Swayamvar, after Sita picks, he requests Vishwamitra to please stay and perform the wedding, be there as one of the main priests. Yeah, Vishwamitra says, all right, we can do that. Vishwamitra is in a very good mood now. Tratika has been destroyed, his yagna was powerful and successful. And Ram and Lakshman soon will be back in Ayodhya. Nothing happened to them, which is great, because he had promised Dashrath that nothing bad will come on Ram and Lakshman. So he's like, yeah, sure, I will do that. And so they had to stay back for a little longer, which of course the princes, the Ram and Lakshman, didn't mind. During this time, one day when Sita was in the garden, and Ram and Lakshman was just walking around, she noticed and thought, wow, what a handsome young man. And she inquired and found out about them. She was wondering if he was one of the kings who had come for the Swayamvar. And they said, oh, no, he's just a prince. He's not even a king yet. You know, he's just there with Vishwamitra. Oh, okay, she said. And not much happened. Ram also saw her and she knew, but Ram and Lakshman were not thinking about attending the Swayamvar or anything like that. You know, they were here for as just accompanying Vishwamitra, and they kept to themselves. And so finally the day of the Swayamvar arrived. Oh my god, what a grand event it was. The whole city of Mithila was decked up with flowers everywhere. The people were thrilled. There's going to be a giant feast after that. Who will the king be? Who will Sita marry? Who is going to be the son-in-law of Mithila, right? So think about it. He's not just the son-in-law of Janaka. He's going to be the son-in-law of the city, because now whoever they marry, that kingdom and Mithila will be close buddies because of the wedding, right? Because of the relationship. And they were all excited and curious to see all the kings from different parts of the world will be coming. They were very excited. And so the Rajya Sabha was set up. King Janaka was also eager, anxious to see how the event would happen. And the kings arrived, they all gave their introduction, and then Janaka announced, you know, I would definitely want my daughter to pick her groom, but we also want to make sure that it's a courageous person who can fight wars, who can defend his kingdom, all of that. And I have a simple test, you know, a display of bravery here. Everyone was wondering what it is. And he asked his soldiers to bring the mighty weapon called Shiva Dhanush. Dhanush means bow, okay? And Shiva Dhanush means the bow of Shiva. Yep, it's the bow of Shiva himself. And you're wondering, how did it come in Mithila? So this was given to Janaka by Purushuram. Purushuram had got it from Shiva. And yes, same Parashuram who comes in the other stories like Kartavira Arjuna story, Karna story. Remember, Parashuram is a Chiranjeevi, right? He had given this Shiva Dhanush to Janaka because Janaka was a student, not a student like in the Gurukul, but he also consulted Parashuram many times. And Mithila was very proud of this Shiva Dhanush, having this Shiva's weapon. And all the people, all the kings were very curious. All right, what do we need to do with it? And so Janaka had a test. He said, all you have to do, gentlemen, is you have to lift the Shiva Dhanush and string the the thread of the bow. So if you know, if you have ever seen a bow, it has a string, right? That's where you put the arrow and you release it. So he had placed the string and the Shivadhanush. You had to take it and then tie the string from one end of the bow to the other. A lot of kings were like, huh, that's it? There's not even like no shooting, nothing, no aiming, nothing. Just tie the string to the bow. Oh, I'm going to be able to do that. I'm going to be able to do that. They were all like thinking to themselves, it's going to be a piece of cake. And so they started the contest. And the first king was called, I don't know if they went by alphabetical order or by age or some way they had figured out, everyone would get a chance. And one by one, they started coming. The first king, everyone was curious. The first king thought, this is going to be so easy. I'll be done in 2 minutes. Sita, you better get ready for the wedding. He was so haughty and like so overconfident. But guess what? He tried to take the Shivadhanush up, but nothing happened. The Shivadhanush stayed where it was. It was sitting on six chariots, you know, that like a big chariot made out of six of them. It was that big, but he couldn't even move it, the Shivadhanush. Then the second person came, same thing. The third, forget putting the string to the bow, they couldn't even lift it. And after a while, you know, whenever someone would go and try, all the others would start laughing, because then they'll be mocked at, because they all had boasted that they could do it. But they couldn't even lift it. Even the mighty kings and some of the more powerful kings, they thought, that means definitely I'll be able to do it. But even they failed. Everyone failed. And at this time, Janaka was getting a little worried. What does it mean? Vishwamitra is here. So he has called everyone. All the famous kings are here. Then what's going to happen, right? He's not like he can again do the Swayamvar, give another chance, because it's going to be the same result. So he's thinking about it. At this time, the door opens and in comes a king. And some people recognize right away, and there is a murmur and a whisper in the whole audience. Oh my God, is it even allowed? Can he also be in one of the contestants? And guess who it is? It's the 10-headed Ravana himself, the king of Lanka is there. The king of Patal Lok is there. And Janaka is a little worried. It was not very common for like kings for kings from Bhulok to have very good relations with kings from Patal Lok, right? Because you know that in many stories there is always a fight between them. And Janaka, yeah, and it's also with Devlok, yes. And Janaka is thinking, my God, if Ravana comes in and he does lift the bow, what does it mean? Sita have to marry him? I don't know, it's too complicated. And Ravana comes and says, I heard that a Swayamvar is in progress here. I said, yes, yes. And he says, but the rules are already there. Any king can participate. And says, I am Ravana, the king of the Patal Lok, the nether world. Yeah, and I am here to participate. And Janaka looks at Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra nods his head. Yes, he can also participate. And everyone thinks, Ravana is a very famous disciple of Shiva. He would have prayed to Shiva and he has got special powers from him. He has seen Shiva. And Ravana is also thinking, Shivadhanush, I am sure I'll be able to do this because I have the power of Shiva in me. Right, and you may think, how can a demon be a devotee of Shiva? And you know Shiva, right? He does not differentiate. He gives boons to anyone who prays to him. And Ravana would have done that, human or God or a demon. And Ravana is thinking, I'll be able to. And everyone in the crowd also starts believing it. They think, yes, I think Ravana will definitely be able to do it. He comes close to the bow, looks at it, bows to it, asks for all the strength he can get. But guess what? The same thing. Ravana is not even able to move it. And suddenly, the crowd is feeling like very happy because they were worried that Ravana will be able to do it, right? But now that if he can't do it, then who are we, sort of they're thinking. And they all start laughing and mocking at him. King of the netherworld, huh? The mighty warrior Ravana, huh? The disciple of Shiva, huh? What happened here? And Ravana is so humiliated. He just storms out of the palace and walks away. He doesn't even wait for the rest of it to be done. Well, there is that side angle too. Yes, there is that side story too. So now Janaka is even more worried. Nobody could do it, right? So he's thinking what? And at this time he says, isn't there a single person here in this Rajya Sabha to come out and be successful in this? To show their courage, to show this their strength? At this time, Vishwamitra says, if you permit, I have a young prince here. He's not a king, he's a young prince who would like to try. And Ram and Lakshmana are looking at each other. What's going on? We didn't sign up for this. Okay, killing Tratika was one thing. Why is he humiliating us in front of all these people, right? All these kings and everything. But Vishwamitra knows things, right? He knows that they can do it. And he says, and Janaka says, so who is it, sage Vishwamitra? He says, he's Prince Ram from the Kosala kingdom. He's there amongst us. And they are dressed in simple clothes because they are not dressed to attend these events. They are just dressed in simple clothes to be with Vishwamitra. And Ram stands up and says, oh, of course, it would be an honor. I know Dashrath very well. Please, Ram, come forward. And Ram is thinking, okay, I think now I have no escape. Everyone is looking at him. And they're all thinking, come on, man, give me a break. This is just a kid. He has just finished his studies. He won't be able to do it. Ram goes up to the Shiva Dhanush, again takes a bow to it, you know, and thinks of Shiva and prays to him. And in one swift move, lifts the Shiva Dhanush. Ah, everyone is stunned. And next moment, even before they can see, he's tied one end of the string to the top of the bow and he's pulling it down taut to the other end. And then he pulls it once and the vibrations go through the entire Rajya Sabha. Ring like that. The Shiva Dhanush has been strung. He places the bow down and then Janaka is happy, he's thrilled. Meanwhile, Sita, who is looking out, in, she cannot believe what happened in just 2 minutes. But she is also thrilled because, in a way, when she had first seen Ram and heard about him, she had really liked him. But then she thought, well, he is not going to be in the Swayamvar anyway. But, you know, it was a match made even before and that came true. And with that, the Swayamvar... He didn't break the bow. Well, there are slightly different versions of the story. But the stringing was what Janaka wanted him to do and he did do that. And the Swayamvar happened. But of course, Ram said, you know, I need to talk to my parents. I need to let them know. This was not even planned. So immediately, Janaka sends his messengers to Ayodhya and they are thrilled. Janaka knows about Dashrath knows about Janaka very well and they are happy for this relation, for this alliance, and they come to Mithila and then the wedding happens, the grand wedding happens, and with that Ram gets married to Sita and that's the end of this story, the end.
Thank you for listening to this podcast.